Hi, welcome to Indiana Weekend with John Strauss. This is a kind of radio magazine show about the interesting places and intriguing people in our part of the state. We're always interested in your thoughts. Drop us a note at indianaweekend@gmail.com with your suggestions and comments. Let us know what's going on where you are. From the Arts Desk, Muncie Civic Theater has The Three Little Pigs on April 10th. A lot's happening on April 11th. Marion Philharmonic Orchestra has A Celebration of the American Dream. Anderson Symphony has Broadway Musical Review. And Richmond Symphony has Great Baroque Masters. And April 11th is also the date for Meridian Health Services' Rialzo 7 with Little River Band. A Muncie team was headed to state competition in Indianapolis this week. Not basketball or one of the usual ball sports. This is a robotics team, the Fixed Gears. They're ranked 10th in the state among 49 teams, also known as Team 1720. They're part of a worldwide organization called FIRST, which stands for Inspiration and Recognition of Science and Technology. The challenge for teams this year was to maneuver their robots around an arena to stack storage totes and recycling containers on scoring platforms. If that weren't enough, they get extra points if they can make their robots place those long, skinny pool noodles in the recycling containers. You know, the containers with the round hole to put cans in. You have to stick a pool noodle in that. Of course, all that's on top of the stack of totes. It's really something to see. We stopped by their headquarters the other night behind Meridian Health Services' Susan Gresham Center.
So you're going to travel the 14 inches over how much time?
With this,
imagine a large classroom, only instead of desks, it's stocked with lathes and other equipment you'd find in a machine shop.
My name's Ben Bennett, and I'm the president of the Muncie Delaware County Robotics Team. We're called the Fixed Gears, Team 1720. All of the FIRST robotics teams have a number associated with them and a pretty cool name.
Ben, it's gotten kind of loud in here.
Yes, it has.
Tell the people, where are we and what are we looking at?
We're in the mechanical room of our workshop area where
this is a former school, if I may say.
We're at the former Morrison Mock Elementary School. And Meridian Health Services has sponsored and donated all of this area for us to be able to work in for the past several years. And what we're working on now are various upgrades to our robot for state competition.
I think of this as the back of the Susan Gresham Center, you know, kind of like that. And we're in your headquarters here, and this is a former school, and that's what it looks like. We're standing in a hallway, there's green tile. The door to the outside is here, but coming in from the door is like a parking lot of these robots, and it reminds me of the Star Wars scene where all the robots are sort of lined up. This is a collection of, I mean, one looks like a crane, one looks like a, I don't know what that looks like.
They've got arms, they've got pulleys, they've got conveyor belts, they've got different kinds of wheel systems.
I'm looking at this structure, there's welds on here.
Oh yes, we weld.
You made all of this.
Well, I didn't. The kids did.
That's what I mean. The team made this. I'm looking at these motors, chain drives.
Mm-hmm. All this is fabricated.
Controllers. I mean, there's a bunch of different skills represented here. I mean, welding is a skill. I mean, so is the electrical wiring of these things.
Right. About every aspect of engineering you can imagine, and physics, and that math and... You know, that's why it's a very important STEM program. It's got everything.
It's so impressive that these students have done this to me.
That's why I'm president. I have four children. My two oldest have gone through the program. My oldest has graduated a couple years ago, and I've got one in now still. And I was constantly amazed from the beginning that.
Tell me what your first experience with all this was. You had heard about it, and you said, we'll go check this out. Did you take one of them with you? Or?
We're homeschoolers, and we had met some other homeschoolers in our co-op that were in the program.
and suggested we look into it. And we just kind of started from scratch, just coming to meetings and getting interested in what was going on and stayed. So I had never even seen a competition, and I had no idea what to expect the first year that we were in the program. And we went to a competition. It was about the first time I really actually saw the robot completed, and was stunned that all these kids who, as far as I knew, had not very much experience at all, had created pretty much from scratch with the help of our mentors to created a robot that picked up a Frisbee or threw a Frisbee across the stadium and got it into a scoring box.
When I think of these competitions, and it's throwing balls around and it's playing fun games, and they're very, very lively and people are shouting and having a great time. Mm-hmm. But as I'm looking at these robots, I'm thinking, you know, this reminds me of those scenes from automobile factories where the robots are surrounding, welding, doing all this stuff. Right. These critters are sort of cousins to that stuff. This is real. In other words, these aren't really toys. I mean, these are not actually highly functional design. And so the leap from here to industrial technology really isn't that great, is it?
Oh, it's almost direct. And what's nice about this program is that if you have an interest in anything, there's no one stopping you. In fact, we encourage the kids, you want to learn how to weld? Here, let's learn how to weld because we need welders. Or doing CAD, we do CAD programming. We have computer programming. All these computers need to run on software that tells them what to do. It's the same software that they might use in that factory you were just talking about that tells the robot to pick up this screw, put it in here, and place this weld here, boom, and move it on down the line. These robots are using a lot more functions to do a variety of tasks that are laid before them. And if you fail, you learn, but you know, you fail. And I think that's also part of the great program is that, you know, you do the best you can, and if your design doesn't work,
there's no trophies for showing up. What did your children gain from being part of this?
My oldest daughter, we do a lot of 4-H also. So she was doing a lot of cake decorating in 4-H for one of her projects. Well, she was here and it was time to learn how to do some welding. It turns out that her cake decorating skills actually made her a better welder. She could lay down a bead like she's icing a cake and kind of put some of her peers to shame.
Which brings up something. You know, the opportunities for women in technology are growing. But somebody needs to encourage girls to do this. This program fits that bill, doesn't it?
Very easily. There's really just no stopping anyone who wants to come in and learn how to do all of this.
Ben Bennett is president of the Muncie, Delaware County robotics team called Fixed Gears. The team was at a state competition in Indianapolis this weekend. For more information, check out their Facebook page or their blog at fixedgears.org. And that's spelled P-H-Y-X-T, gears.org. Get it? Just ahead, some of the students who build the robots.
Indiana Weekend, real radio from just down the road. Look for that name on Facebook and drop us a line. Let us know what you think at indianaweekend@gmail.com.
My name is Hannah Schaefer and I'm homeschooled.
Are you from Muncie or?
Yes.
What are you guys doing?
I have to take this down so that the spurring can fit over here. Oh, it does. Cool.
Magical.
Have you done with the lid?
No.
I can use the bigger one.
So you're using a lathe.
Yes.
And tell me about that a little bit. So what is the piece that you're working on?
It's our lead screw for moving the, most of the robot up and down.
Moving the robot up and down. And so you're changing the shape of the screw or?
Changing it to a better one. Oh. That should make it faster.
It'll raise the robot faster.
Hopefully.
How did you learn to work a lathe?
One of our mentors was really good on a lathe, so that was one of the first things I learned.
If you were showing me, tell me what I'm looking at here. This is a micrometer or some kind of measurement?
Calipers. One of the main things about a lathe that's different than other tools is that the piece spins instead of the tool.
How old are you?
17.
I think it's neat that you know how to do this, don't you?
Yeah. Well, this will be my fifth year because it was one of the first things I learned. Well, I've learned how to use all sorts of tools and design things and build things. And
you've learned how to build things?
Yeah.
A lot of people can't do that. You know that, right?
Yeah.
I think it's amazing that you guys have learned how to build these robots.
Yep, I really like it.
Yeah, I mean, most people can't do that. I mean, that's cool. So how long did it take you to, I mean, are you at the point now where you're teaching other people?
Yeah.
Tell me about that a little
bit. It's actually very strange because being the youngest kid, that I'm used to being the one who learns things instead of teaching.
In your family, you're the youngest, yeah. And so now you're teaching people.
Yeah.
This is interesting. Have you applied this? Have you ever fixed something at home? Or
I help my dad with fixing stuff in the house and with working on cars, actually.
I'll bet you're more self-sufficient than some people. I mean, you can fix things. You can do stuff yourself, right?
I hope so.
Give me an idea of something that you fixed around your house.
Well, I've helped fix our dryer a lot because it's been breaking recently.
The dryer at your house breaks?
Yeah.
Tell me what you did about that.
Well, we had to replace the bearings at one point and the belt on it and replace the blower wheel, that is.
You've replaced the bearings, the belt, the blower on the home dryer. Did your father show you how to do that?
Or, yeah.
As you were young, he would say, hey, let me show you how to do this.
Yeah, he has me help him with a lot of stuff. I've helped fix our speakers and a TV we got.
So did you think about maybe engineering in college? Or
I did.
What about NASA or something like that? I mean, don't the robots that you guys build look like the things that the Mars Explorer or those?
And actually, at the kickoff event this year, when we learn about our new game, they said that one of the robots' drivetrain from last year is being applied to the newest rover they're sending onto, I forget which planet.
Tell me your name and your age and where you go to school or what you're doing.
My name is Mariah Schlinker. I'm 16. I'm homeschooled, and I joined the team because she was here. So, yep, she and...
Who's she?
Hannah Schaefer.
Tell me a part of the robots that you've worked on and you...
Worked on the electrical part of last year's robot mainly. I did some build, but it was mainly electrical. And then this year, I worked on building the robot and helping improve other people's ideas because we, at the beginning of the year, we decide we're brainstorming for like ideas on how to build the robot and what design we want. And so when we have those ideas, we put them all together and then we're like, oh, how can we perfect these? And so yes, I helped with...
You helped me build the chassis.
Yeah, I helped build the chassis. So we had a team member, or I think it was a student mentor, CAD the design and then print it out on a piece of paper. And then we went over to the cabinets and got out all the pieces and drilled all the holes and put it together, cut all the pieces, and yep.
This looks like fun.
Yes, it is. I love it. Yep, it's one of my favorite places to be.
What's it like being here?
Exciting. You learn new like skills every day, and like over the summer you don't use them as much because it's not build season, but then you come back and everything comes back to you, and you have like a chest of drawers with like pliers and then like different types of screwdrivers, cutting tools, and you go all down the line, and I can now just go up there and I don't even have to look at the labels on the drawers. I can just reach in and grab what I need, and I know where everything's at, and it's nice.
Has this helped you fix things around the house, or?
Yeah. We're renovating our house right now, like the entire thing. So and then also our TV broke. So we had to we had to solder some things on the TV because it had to replace part of the motherboard. Oh, yeah. And then also we're replacing our tiling and painting and all sorts of other stuff like that. So cutting trim pieces and drywalling and all that other stuff. It's same type of stuff. Not exactly like building a robot, but it's the same skills.
You know, you're probably aware of this. Some people are like just afraid to get started. With projects like that, you have to have some confidence, right?
The first year was, it takes at least probably a year before you like get into your niche and you know exactly what you're doing and stuff. But after the first year, then it's easier and it's more fun.
But it translates into around the house.
Yeah,
so if something's broken, you're not afraid to try
exactly,
and fix it.
Exactly, yep. And all my like family members now come to us and they're like, this is broken, fix it. And actually today, or a couple of days ago, I was in Tennessee with my grandparents and they're like, we have this Whiskers automatic vacuum cleaner, one of those vacuums that you just...
Like a Roomba sort of thing?
Yes. And so he's like, it's broken, can you fix it? And he's like, if you can fix it, you can keep it. I fixed it in 5 minutes and was like, brought it home, and now I have my own personal vacuum cleaner and it runs around my room all the time. So, yep, I really like it.
You realize not everybody's like that.
It's, yeah, I'm very lucky to be in robotics. I really like it.
I mean, figuring things out mechanically is it partly a gift, partly something you learn, partly where's it come from?
Yeah, I am good at math and science, and this is, I may not necessarily like it, but then I come here and it's like applying everything I learned. It makes learning much easier because you're applying all the skills you learn in like algebra and geometry and, you know, calculus, all that stuff. You apply it here, so it's like realizing that you're not just sitting there listening to lectures all the time.
What do you want to do when you get older?
I'm thinking about mechanical engineering.
What's the hardest part of all of this?
I would say the design. It's stressful at first because you're like, we just got the game. How do we come up with an idea? What if somebody doesn't come up with an idea this year and somehow we all come together and we figure out an idea like the day after? We all come back in and present our ideas, pick the best ones, and then modify all of them. And then after about a week, we decide which idea is best or if we can combine the two. Like this year, our head mentor and then two of our students came up with an idea, and then our lead mentor came up with an idea, and we ended up being able to combine both of those ideas together, and now we have a very successful robot.
What's it like going to the state competition?
It's exciting. I like it better than other sports competitions, and people don't like shout insults. They're like, they don't yell at the refs. Like it's always encouraging. You cheer for every team that goes on that field. And yes, I like it.
The robotics competition is kind of different than other sports.
Yeah. I guess everybody's more encouraging. Everybody's happy for everyone else when they win the awards and very sportsmanlike.
You know what I noticed about this? I mean, I know people who are pretty good with computers, who can do some programming. Mm-hmm. What's interesting about this is you're actually building things.
Yes.
And moving the physical world, right? Not just on a computer screen.
Yep. That's exciting. Yep.
You ever think about that?
Yeah, we still need our programmers, but yeah. Otherwise, our robot wouldn't move. But yeah, it is pretty cool.
I mean, I imagine somebody like you being able to fix your own car, right?
Yep. I do know how to change a tire, but I didn't learn that at robotics, but yeah.
Yep. But I mean, there's some real practical results to this, right? Yep. I mean, if something...
Valuable life skills. It's not just, like, the things you're learning here, you aren't just going to go out and build random robots. You can apply these skills to anything.
That is Mariah Schlenker and her friend Hannah Schaefer from the Fixed Gears robotics team from Muncie, Delaware County. Great example of hands-on learning and what's possible with the right mentoring and motivation.
This is Indiana Weekend with John Strauss on Indiana Public Radio.
Hi, I'm Sean Vaness. I'm one of the mentors on the team.
Your team has achieved a state ranking, I think, right?
Yes. After all of the qualifying district events, we are currently ranked 10th in the state out of 49 teams. This is one of the best years that we've had in a long time, and we're really happy for the kids.
Who are the mentors? Are you folks engineers or scientists?
My background is IT, so I actually help with all of the computers over in the other side. I've got all the computers networked, so all of the animation team has a place to store all of their files. They're over there working on an animation right now. The programmers as well help them out.
I mean, I know people who do programming and work in computers. These kids are building things, physical objects.
It's incredible.
We don't do that so much in this country anymore. Have you noticed that?
No, we don't. In fact, they were just making fun of the scouting system that we have that I've been working on for the competition so we can scout how all of the teams are doing. And towards the end of the competition, they go into finals, and the top eight teams pick other teams for their alliance. Well, it's good to have all of that scouting information so you know and have an educated choice, really, of who you want to pick to be on your alliance. And they were making fun that the covers for the little tablets that I ordered, I won't say what country they're from, but I ordered them as red and they came in as pink.
This is an amazing activity in that it's not you doing the work and the students watching. it's the reverse. They're actually doing that.
Oh, yes, yes. Great group of kids. They are very on the ball, very intelligent kids who pick up things only after one or two times with a little bit of guidance. And as you can see, the kids we have over here on the lathes, they know what they're doing. And they're fabricating those parts that we need for the robot.
Two young ladies were over there working on a lathe, and they were adjusting that screw that you're talking about that'll make the make the robot lift much faster.
Yes.
And there was nobody standing looking over their shoulder or anything. I mean, they...
Oh, no. We're kind of keeping an eye just a little bit. But, again, they know what they're doing. They know how to operate the equipment. And they've got the specs that that the other students on the CAD team have worked up for them. And they're following those.
I get the impression from talking with some of these young folks that even around their house, you know, if someone turns to them and says, hey, can you fix this? That they, in a way, are more self-sufficient probably than other people their age. They can fix things.
Yes, they can jump right in and do lots of really mechanical things around the house. It's kind of a joke that my daughter is called Junior Techie, and the family calls on her if I'm not around to come and help with things. So she goes next door to Grandma and Grandpa's and helps them with their computers and gets things going for them. So yeah,
part of this has to be some kind of confidence that comes as a result of them like learning, hey, you really can do this. You can do more than you think you can.
Exactly. Just looking at all the kids in the competition, all of these teams, it's impressive the designs that they come up with, and the fact that they're able to put these robots together in 6 weeks from the initial planning stages, design, prototyping, and then actually getting the thing built and programmed and running in competitions, it's very impressive.
What are these kids like? What do they have in common?
They really want to learn, and you can see it in their eyes. They like to build things and like to solve problems. Just a really, really bright group of kids.
Sean Van Ness is a team dad and one of the mentors on the Fixed Gears robotics team. They headed to Indianapolis this weekend for state competition. They were ranked 10th of the 49 teams. By the way, we've shot this story also for Indiana Weekend on WIPB, so watch your program guide coming up to see these robots and their brilliant young makers in action. That's our show for today. I'm John Strauss. Big thanks to our producer, Sean Ashcraft. Glad you could join us this time and hope you'll stay in touch. Drop me a note at indianaweekend@gmail.com. In the meantime, thanks and have a great week. Until we meet again on the next Indiana Weekend on Indiana Public Radio.
Indiana Weekend with host John Strauss. Our show is engineered at Indiana Public Radio, produced by Sean Ashcraft. Major support for Indiana Weekend comes from Dillman's Furniture of Muncie, serving East Central Indiana with home furnishings from FlexSteel, Bassett, and Simmons Beautyrest. Join us again next week for Indiana Weekend with John Strauss here on Indiana Public Radio.